Wentworth by-election campaign has taken a nasty turn, with an email sent to hundreds of people falsely claiming independent candidate Karen Phelps has HIV and that she's withdrawing from the campaign. For more on this, I'm joined now by political reporter Stephanie Burris. And Stephanie, tell us about what is in this email.
Well, this anonymous email was sent to hundreds of people over the weekend, and it states that Karen Phelps is no longer running in the Wentworth by-election because she's been diagnosed with HIV, and as a result, people should vote instead for Liberal candidate Dave Sharma. This email urges locals to tell all their friends through social media and to remove any posters they see of Karen Phelps in the electorate. Now, Dr. Phelps this morning says she was shocked to learn of this email and that there is no truth to it at all. She's told the ABC when she entered this campaign, she was warned that there would be dirty tricks, but has described this email as next level.
It certainly wasn't designed to help my campaign, and the contents of it were quite outrageous. But for somebody to try to circulate an email widely to say that I was pulling out of the race because I'd been diagnosed with this disease is, you know, quite outrageous.
That's the independent candidate for Wentworth, Dr. Karen Phelps. And Stephanie, do we know who is behind this email?
At this stage, no, but the IP address belongs to the telecommunications company Vocus Group. Now, that company's told the ABC the email could have come from any one of its 500,000 Dodo and iPrimus customers, so very hard to narrow that down. The New South Wales Liberal Party has tweeted, though, condemning the email and saying it had no involvement in the sending of it, and that position has been reiterated by Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
Well, I think it's disgraceful. I think it's outrageous. And as Karen herself has said, that, you know, she doesn't believe it had anything to do, and I'd be horrified if it did, and it didn't, with the Liberal Party. So, I mean, that is the ugly side of Australian politics, and it has no place in any such contest.
And Liberal candidate for Wentworth, Dave Sharma, has been out and about this morning. He's also responded to the email, saying he was disgusted by its contents.
It's just vile and despicable. I was shocked and appalled by them, and not only for the dishonesty and the smears involved, but for the, you know, stigma it put around people with HIV/AIDS. This has no place in any sort of a campaign.
And that's Liberal candidate for Wentworth, Dave Sharma. And Steph, we're just days away now to Election Day. Just how worried about the Liberals about whether they will manage to cling on to this seat?
Very. Initially, they believed that they had Wentworth in the bag, but this week they believe that the tables have turned. One senior Liberal source has told the ABC that Wentworth is a big worry. Internal polling shows that it will be tight between Dave Sharma and Karen Phelps. Out there on the ground, the Liberals are hearing that voters are still really annoyed and dismayed as to why Malcolm Turnbull was taken out of the top job. Now, in an attempt to try and shore up last-minute support for the Liberals, John Howard is visiting the electorate today. He's also issued a letter to voters urging them to back Dave Sharma this coming Saturday.
Political reporter Stephanie Burris, thank you.